This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. The second week of the murder trial of former Coast Guardsman Adrian Loya is underway in Barnstable. Loya is accused of fatally shooting fellow officer Lisa Trubnikova in 2015. WCAI's Patrick Flannery is covering the trial from Barnstable Superior Court. He joins us now. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Steve.
Patrick, another dramatic day of testimony today. We heard from Lisa Trubnikova's widow, who survived the shooting.
We did. We heard from Anna Trubnikova, who 2 years ago witnessed her wife being shot to death by Adrian Loya in the confrontation in their bedroom. She was shot four times and spent the better part of an hour with 911 dispatchers describing what had happened. And the whole while, she was losing blood, losing her breath, and yet hanging in there.
She spent an hour waiting for dispatchers to arrive. Why did it take so long?
Minutes after Adrian Loya ran from the condo, he set his Mazda ablaze outside in an effort to deter police from responding so quickly. Not only did they have a burning car to contend with, Officer Jared McDonald from the Bourne Police Department was one of the first to respond. And Adrian Loya fired at what he believed was the silhouette of an officer in hopes of being killed in return fire to complete something he called coming full circle on his 31st birthday.
Patrick, also today the jury listened to the 911 call from the home.
They did. Steve, the longer Anna spoke to dispatchers, the less responsive she became. Bear in mind, Lisa was the one who dialed 911, and we heard gunshots on that call. Moments later, we heard screaming from Anna, yelling for Lisa, and that's when she had to take over. She spoke with dispatchers, and the entire time you could hear dispatchers trying to engage her, trying to have her spell her name, her occupation, tell a little more about what she knew about Loya. She didn't even know Loya's first name, at least not in that moment.
She did identify Loya to the dispatchers, though.
She did. The three of them had served together in Kodiak, Alaska for some time and were acquainted, but then things started to deteriorate. The friendship got quite strained when Loya became quite envious of the Trubnikova's marriage.
Who else took the stand today?
We heard from a correctional officer, Eli Horgan, who moments after already giving detectives very extensive interviews, Adrian Loya launched into his story once again. And what Horgan remembers was how consumed with hating Lisa Adrian really was. Adrian described to him a 200-page manifesto he had written that was on his hard drive at home detailing his plan to kill Lisa Trubnikova. And he also pointed out that he wanted to arrive on Cape Cod on February 1st, 2015. That's important because it was Super Bowl Sunday, and Loya thought that would be a distraction.
Also, Patrick, you found out more about the Coast Guard investigation into Adrian Loya's sexual assault claim against Lisa. Tell us about this.
We did. Back in June 2013, the Coast Guard found that a sexual assault claim had no basis. This refers to what Adrian Loya says was not a physical assault, but a mental assault. In this complaint, he spelled out a scenario where Lisa Trubnikova pulled him into her bedroom. The investigators found that this had no merit. And in fact, this claim backfired. And as a matter of fact, he was blamed for abusing his position, they said, as a senior officer.
Patrick, one more thing. Adrian Loya was in the court today as this testimony was happening. How did he receive it? What was his demeanor like?
For the most part, Loya sits silent, strokes his beard from time to time, looks straight ahead, and has a brow that is more or less furrowed. Today, during cross-examination of one of the witnesses, he did pick up a pen and begin writing down for the first time. That's something we've not seen throughout this trial. He has been quiet other than just saying good morning to the judge each day.
That's WCAI's Patrick Flannery covering the trial of Adrian Loya from Barnstable Superior Court. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Steve.